I reserved my comments during the whole ordeal of her disappearance, her return, and now the aftermath. And I'm pretty sure more details will come out, but if you want to hear my take, my perspective on the Carly Russell case, stay tuned. Hi, and thank you for joining Dating While Black's radio podcast. Dating While Black was created to open real dialogue between the sexes in hopes that it will foster positive exchange and help cultivate our communities. The radio segments will address issues that relate to the world, our communities, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy this segment. Okay, so just like the rest of us, regardless of what you felt or believed as the story developed, I was in shock hearing yet a story of another woman missing. But the shock came when the story was first presented. For those of you who may not know, living under a rock, or maybe the year is 4 years from now, you don't even remember who Carly Russell is. I'll just give a brief timeline before going into my feelings before she returned and now after. Her story was unique because of the details surrounding her disappearance. Beautiful African-American woman sees a toddler on the side of the road on her way home to her parents' house, stops and decides to be a good Samaritan and calls 911. She pulls off, and I say the side of the road, meant interstate. Now, we know that all interstates are different sizes, whatever, but in my mind, I was imagining a 6-lane highway like I see here in the city in which I reside. At any rate, what was a toddler doing on the side of the road where traffic was going? And then the next thing that happened would probably horrify any family member. The woman screamed after being with the toddler for what appears to be a couple of minutes. When the police arrived to the scene, they found her car, her wig, and either her Apple Watch or her cell phone in the car, but no woman and no kid. And also there were no reports of a missing child, which led many to believe that one, the child was a lure to some sex trafficking or human trafficking person, you know, or attempt. Others started to immediately poke holes through the story. You would see many, many videos of people commenting, discussing, and arguing whether or not this is a legitimate abduction. As day one rolled around, there was still no sign of this woman. I was, like most people, very, very confused, extremely concerned. And I feel on this side of the public that believed that she was abducted. I couldn't ignore some of the questions that people were having, but on the same token, without all of the information, I was very, very careful in coming up with an assumption that this woman was not genuinely in trouble. It makes more sense to me to err on the side of caution that there is a person that is in distress, and then the belief that the facts will come out later. What was really hurtful was the idea that she could be not honest. I didn't even want to think to that effect. All while people were making excuses for the reason why she faked her own disappearance. She was missing on a Thursday night. Friday, still no sign of her. It was blasted now all over the world. And I would say the world. Let me just not be too dramatic, but all over the United States. This was a topic at hand. If you type in car in Google during that time period, or even which was just a week and a half ago or 2 weeks, you would see suggestions, Carly Russell. Then you fast forward to Saturday night, where people by then had already made up their mind that she's not really legitimately in danger, or they were on the side of, yes, she is. Then Saturday night, news broke close to midnight, depending on where you are in the United States. And the news came out that she was found. I was so excited that she was found, because at least now she's safe and there is some resolution. We will hear some true story. I knew her family was relieved. They had went on the Today Show or Good Morning America. They went on some show. I know her brother was very vocal on social media. And then her boyfriend, who defended her and said, my baby fought for her life. I was so anxious Sunday morning just to hear how she was, what happened. And then nothing. So I'm left with a couple of questions as well, but still believing that this woman was missing. Sunday came. No real information from the police other than their initial statement when they did the press release that she is home and safe. She was transported to the hospital for observation or whatever, and now she's back home. Monday rolled around, still no real definitive answer, but it became pretty evident towards, you know, later in that week that, and I'm going to say later, but within 48 hours of her return there, the cops were still wanting and needing more information. And then it became pretty apparent when the cops made the statement that they have not had an opportunity to speak with her since their initial interview. They also went to the public and stated that there's no reason to fear of a public threat and that no missing child had been reported. That story that I was hanging on to, thinking that possibly, just quite possibly, that the missing kid was a lure. That was, you know, that missing kid belonged to the traffickers or the kidnappers or the abductees. That became, to me, began one of the turning points of my opinion and thoughts of the situation. And then I heard the story. Her story, or a portion of her story, that states that she was abducted by a man and a woman. She couldn't see the woman, but the man had an orange hair and a bald spot. And she was forced to take compromising pictures. And that she was in an 18-wheeler, I believe. All of this sounds so weird and odd and mysterious to where I really and truly knew that there was so much more to the story. And today, just 2 hours ago, an article or a statement was released in which she admitted today, July 24th, that the story was made up. But at least by this point, everyone kind of already suspected that. Her boyfriend has since deleted his post in which he was defending her honor, saying that his baby fought for her life. And I don't know. I heard that he basically unfollowed her. I'm not quite sure if that's the case or not, but that post has been removed. It is also notable or noteworthy to say that he's gained quite a bit of followers and support. But on the same token, I'm not saying he's rising to fame. This has to be embarrassing, not only for him, his family, her family, right? And anybody associated with her that was really and truly rooting for her safe return. Before I get to my true rooted feelings, I also want to point out that one thing that I think a lot of people may have missed is the fact that I don't think she thought that it would get this big. I really don't think she thought too much past her disappearance and whatever her end result would be. To leave your phone, which is forensic evidence, in the car, allowing officers to have access to the things you've Googled. And she Googled things that, quite honestly, if I was on the investigating this, I would immediately know that this was not legit. She Googled the movie Taken. She Googled, does it cost for an Amber Alert? She Googled how to take money out of a register without getting caught. Very weird, odd things to search before you disappear. I gotta give her some props though, because the part I was hanging on was the fact that she left the wig in the car. I'm like, ain't no black woman. Well, let's be real, ain't no woman gonna drop their wig off. And leave it. So I hinging upon that and not having any other facts initially, I believed her. One of the saddest things, though, was a woman who supported the family throughout all of this, who also lost her daughter due to a kidnapping. It is one of those things that you just can't shake. I can't think of the woman's name, but her daughter was missing and found that she was deceased. And the woman is within that vicinity or lived within that state or that town. Somehow she, of course, decided to come to the aid and even spoke on behalf of the family, saying that she wants to support because she knows how it feels to lose a child. We really and truly don't realize sometimes, I won't say we, you don't realize how you can trigger other people and how things like this, a lot of people don't realize how selfish it is. My opinion and honest thoughts, outside of it being selfish and immature, it was very disheartening because of the number of marginalized women who are missing that law enforcement fails to act. When you have a poster child such as Carly Russell, who is now the poster child of this idea that anybody, especially us, is so low down to fake their own disappearance, it hurts the movement. It's disappointing. She has admitted and will likely face some serious repercussions, be it time and fines. I'm pretty sure imprisonment may be a part of this, her punishment. There's also the fact that there was money raised, about 63,000. I'll have to double check my source, but there was a lot of money raised on her behalf to find her. That the family may have used some of those resources unknowingly, that it was all a hoax. I also heard, as far as the fallout, that the mother has a business and that people flooded the mother's business page before and now definitely after with very mean and cruel comments, to where she had to shut down her Facebook page and maybe shut down her business. I'm not sure if it's a side business or not. Carly's job is even considering pressing charges if they can confirm that she indeed stole from them. Because remember that search, how to remove money from a cash register. The one question that I would love to know, or the one answer thing I want to know, is where was she? She states no one helped her, but I don't know how you can camp out or disappear for almost 48 hours. And everyone's looking for you and not be discovered and somehow miraculously be able to walk up to your residence without being seen. Time will tell. And with that, this is Dee, and I'm out. Bye. That concludes this episode of Dating While Black. I want to thank everyone who has supported this podcast, who sent emails to info@datingwhileblackpodcast.com, as well as those of you who visit the site and attend the events that we have, both the paid ones as well as the free ones. If you have any episode ideas, we're open to them. Check out the website at datingwhileblackpodcast.com. Bye.